On display at a Richmond construction yard was a 300-foot-long section of the netting used to train workers who will soon begin installing 3.5 miles of it. The structure will sit 20 feet below the bridge's sidewalks, extending 20 feet out from the span. The goal?
Once the net is erected, if someone were to jump into it, they'll get hurt, but they won't die.
Bridge District General Manager Dennis Mulligan says where netting on other bridges has been installed, only once has there been a successful suicide attempt.
90% of all people who are unsuccessful in a suicide attempt never go on to try again. So this is about saving lives, and any time you can invest money and save about 30 lives a year, it's a wise move.
Dana Whitmer lost her 20-year-old son, Matthew, to suicide at the Golden Gate.
Having the net, it's very reassuring. It's really good to know that people are taking suicide and suicide prevention seriously, that the cost of this is nothing when compared to life.
In Richmond, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.